You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey everyone, welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Tim McMaster, talking Rays baseball with MLB.com Rays reporter Bill Chastain. And Bill, as we kind of hit, we'll call it the midway point in the hot stove season and look ahead to spring training, not quite around the corner, but we're getting there quickly. I wanted to take a look at, as we stand right now, the Rays probable rotation in 2015, and then the probable lineup as far as where guys are going to be playing in that lineup come 2016, rather. So let's start with the rotation, and I think obviously no question in number one, Chris Archer showed that he is an ace in 2015. Do you expect him to take another step forward in 2016?
Yeah, I mean, I was doing some homework yesterday just looking at what he would have done had he not had three outings that really where he gave up like 25 runs in 9 innings. So, I mean, we're looking at a guy who could have had an ERA at about 2.3 last year. So I think if he can clean up some of the damage on the off nights that he does have, and there aren't a lot of them, he could be even better. But, you know, this guy was dominant all year last year. Every time out, you had a feeling he might pitch a no-hitter. He almost did against the Astros, one of the best pitch games I've seen in all the time I've ever covered baseball. So he works hard. He wants to do well. So I think you will see him continue to advance to that really elite level.
One of the Rays' biggest strengths is the number of quality starters that they have. So when you look after Archer, which of these guys do you expect to be that day two starter?
Right now, I would say it would be Jake Odorizzi. And we're also talking about a guy here who has, I thought he made tremendous strides between his first year and last year. And a lot of that was, just like what I was saying about Archer, he kind of learned how to minimize the damage in tough situations. He had some tough luck as far as wins and losses were concerned, but he was as solid as, you know, almost as solid as Archer every time out. And who knows what he might have done had he not missed about 6 weeks with an oblique injury.
Then you have Drew Smyly, you have Erasmo Ramirez, who really was a great pleasant surprise in 2015. Do the Rays think what they got from Ramirez a year ago is what they're going to get from him going forward?
They really liked what he did. And, you know, it was funny. I talked to some scouts when he first started pitching for the Rays, and he really got lit up. It was the first part of the season. And that's why some of his numbers are kind of jacked up. About his first three appearances, I think one was in relief and two were starts. He really got lit up. But some of the scouts even then were saying they really liked what they saw from him. And I was like, wow, you must be saying something I'm not. But it showed me later why they were scouts and I'm writing about results instead of, you know, forecasting them. Yes, I think they definitely love what he does. Now, we also have Matt Moore in here, and I don't know if they're going to want to mix and match as far as, you know, righty-lefty type thing, day-to-day, but that's a pretty solid starting five right there.
Yeah, I was going to mention Moore as the fifth guy. Maybe not. Maybe he's somewhere else, like you said, based on lefty-righty. But is he also in the position where he's, if they are going to end up dealing another starter, is he the most likely guy to be dealt?
You know, I think it's going to come down to the preference of what some of these teams want. Sometimes you don't have the luxury of choosing, you know, which guy, you know, you want to, or you feel is expendable and you'd like to send to get that guy. So, his name's certainly been out there. He had, he finished up with Tommy John last year and had a rough start when he came back, but then he finished strong and really looked like the Matt Moore we've known in the past. So, I think going forward, we're going to see more of the way he finished the year.
All right, switching over to this lineup, and there's a lot of guys there. They've brought in some new pieces, and the Rays are a team that doesn't tend to stick with a lineup for day after day after day. So we won't really go through 1 to 9 where guys are going to bat because we assume that will change throughout the season. But let's go through the lineup as far as the positions go, and ideally, what you think will end up being the Rays' setup on opening day. Do you expect Desmond Jennings to be in there, maybe in left field and healthy?
I think he will be there in left field. You've got 5 outfielders there, you know, between Jennings, Brandon Guyer, Kevin Kiermaier, I'm missing his name right now. Steven Souza. Yeah, Steven Souza. Yep. And Mikey Matuk really came along last year. So that's a solid group right there. And then on top of that, you've got Logan Morrison, who can come in and play some outfield, DH, first base. There's some questions, you know, if by chance James Loney gets dealt, if Logan Morrison ends up being the full-time first baseman, or if they bring in, they have Logan Morrison batting against right-handers and maybe Richie Schaefer batting against left-handers. Then Kiermaier is going to be in there pretty much every day in center. You know Longoria is going to pretty much be in there every day at third. I think Casale is going to get most of the time at catcher, but, you know, we'll see. You know, they might go back and forth between him and Conger if they end up liking Conger's defense a little more than what he's shown, or Rivera. But then it gets interesting at second base and the middle infield, because you've got Logan Forsythe, who really stepped up last year in full-time duty, and then you got Brad Miller, who just came over as the shortstop. That kind of leaves Nick Franklin and Tim Beckham kind of dangling in the wind. And also, I think another interesting name is going to be Taylor Motter, and how he fits in, because he was a super utility guy at AAA Durham and was their most valuable player last year. And the way the people in the organization describe him to me is he's like a the baseball equivalent of a basketball gym rat. You know, he just loves the game. So I can't wait to see him play a little bit more in spring training.
It's fascinating listening to you go through all these guys, because it seems like the Rays have done a great job of bringing in a bunch of Rays players, guys that can play different positions and move around, to the point where we're talking about this right now in the offseason and really have no idea what this lineup may look like come opening day.
I totally agree, and I think it gives them a lot of flexibility. And, of course, options will come into play, and every time they get to spring training, you know, they pretty much say, this is a 40-man team. And by the end of the year, you end up looking at what the opening day lineup was, and you look at what it is at the end of the year, and you're saying, wow, I forgot he was even on the team, or if he was starting, or that's kind of the way Major League Baseball is. But, you know, they think of their minor league system as, you know, if we need you, we know who you are, we love you, we're going to bring you up and plug you in. So I do think they have a lot of flexibility, and I don't think they've got that, the superstar guy. But some of these guys, you know, I think the overall effect of all of these guys is a pretty nice product.
Great stuff as always, Bill. You've been listening to MLB.com Extras, our Rays edition. Bill Chastain, thanks a lot for your time.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.